A lot of people in Africa really love Formula One, F1, and want to see a race happen there. Right now, Africa is the only continent that doesn't have an F1 race. So, many African fans have to travel to the Middle East to watch the races in person. One reason why F1 is getting more popular in Africa is because of a show on Netflix called Drive to Survive. It's introduced the sport to more people outside of Europe. Also, during the COVID-19 pandemic, more people started watching F1 while they were stuck at home. Technology has also helped the sport grow in Africa. Fans can now watch the races live on streaming services and TV channels they subscribe to. Some fans even go to special parties to watch the races with other fans. In Nairobi, there are places that compete to be the best spot for fans to hang out during race weekends. It's become a really popular thing to do. Another cool thing is that more girls are getting into F1, even though it's mostly been a sport for guys. They're interested in the engineering side of it. Even though F1 has a big following in Africa, there hasn't been an official race there for more than 30 years. African fans, along with Lewis Hamilton, who is the most successful and only black driver in the sport, are pushing for a race to happen in Africa. There have been some reports that F1 might go back to Morocco or maybe even race in Rwanda or Zanzibar. But the best place for it would be the Kyalami Circuit in South Africa. It's a really famous track that has hosted F1 races before. Unfortunately, negotiations to bring F1 back to South Africa didn't work out because of political reasons. African fans believe that if F1 came to Africa, it would attract a huge audience and make the sport a true world championship.